Greetings, Earthlings, and welcome to Live from Zarloth, a bi-weekly improv newscast from the depths of space, hand-delivered to your ugly front door by Shoulder Knife. At this time, we ask that you relax, boot up your improbability drive, and enjoy. Long live Zarloth!
Good evening, whoever finds this last will and testament of Hercules. I find myself in the mines of Planet, on the run from my former employers, live from Zarloth.
Larry, you're a hoot!
Ron, I'm trying to do my last will and testament.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to tell whoever finds my body what happened to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry, Larry did something.
I don't doubt it. Larry's fucking hilarious, but like, can we focus for 5 seconds? I'm sorry, Ron. This is a very emotional time. These minds are getting to me.
I understand. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. Keep doing your thing. That's okay. This is not about you. It's about Larry.
Yeah. Well, right now it's going to be about me again. Larry, give us 5 seconds, please.
Oh, it's Scallywag. I'll see you.
Just don't go far. Don't go too far. Okay.
He's great.
Good evening. Wait, I was going to say subjects of the Empire, but that's all wrong.
Old habits die hard.
This is right, just like I'm going to die hard with a vengeance. This is the last will and testament of Hercules from the mines of Planet, where Ron and myself have found ourselves trapped after we were deceived into coming here with the promise of immeasurable riches, but now we can't leave.
Some might call it the best worst thing to ever happen to me. I'd call it that.
What's been so great about it for you, Ron? I'm miserable.
Honestly, if you weren't so high and mighty, you might find some joy in this place. Frankly, are we being abused? Yes. Manipulated? Absolutely. Potentially being worked until we die? 100%.
That's pretty much how I'm seeing it.
But the break room camaraderie is like nothing I have ever felt nor experienced ever before, and... well, frankly, I'm willing to die for it.
Ron, I'm glad you're having a great time, and I won't lie, Larry, Gerald, Borbis, and Clementine are all really, like, top-notch people. Clementine said that one thing. So Clementine will, like, break into these ballads that are just, like, so soulful that it just, like, it makes you want to stomp your feet, but it also makes you want to think about your life. Yeah. And that's what I'm doing. I'm thinking about my life because I don't think we're going to leave these godforsaken caves. It's just an endless maze. For those of you who would not have listened to any of my previous will and testaments, as the tapes continue to become corroded due to the
poison in the air. It's pretty brutal. I'm not going to lie. We're dying fast.
I'm hoping that this tape will survive. I've wrapped it in a kind of membrane that I found on these bugs. I'm hoping that will save this tape. We are lost to time and tried to raise enough money to buy a time machine so we could get back to our current time. And, you know, we stole some stuff from Live from Zarloth to record this show to get sponsors, and it really backfired. And so Live from Zarloth and this timeline wants to get us, and it's shit. Yeah.
I think that basically sums it up. The thing is, what really matters is our intention, right? So we are lied to, we are deceived, we're lost to time. We are simply trying to find our way back like any reasonable person would, and I think what counts is that we did our very best, and we failed, but we'll die surrounded by friends knowing exactly what we are, and I think that's better than living out your days as a fraud in any other timeline, am I right?
I mean, it's a thought. I do hope that Clementine holds my hand while I go, but there is part of me that wishes that I could have died happily in my own home back in the present, and that speaks to me. That will be my last memory. As this poisonous air fills my lungs, I won't even become soup, Ron. I'm feeling very depressed.
I understand. Your feelings aren't valid, though.
Yeah, no, I get that.
What makes it great, though, and I know he's just been saying, dear memoir, repeatedly how terrible it is, and for most it might be, And yet there is a sense of purpose here. The ego has long since died when you're looking for priceless gems of immeasurable quality. You're not thinking about like, oh, am I a fraud? Am I a broadcaster? Am I worth my salt? Was I made as a mistake? You're not thinking about any of those things. You're thinking about, hey, Clementine's gonna write a banger in the break room after, and you're gonna cry and you're gonna dance, and hey, you might die tomorrow, but you'll die with a smile on your face.
It's true, the rocks are pretty nice. I just wish we could keep them. The whole point of coming here was to like get the gems so that we could resell them, but Planet was just completely full of shit, and we're just like mining it for her own nefarious purposes. So
we're getting played.
She's a planet, so she can't mine herself, I guess. So we have this handy guidebook. Hold on, it's so. We have this giant ass guidebook that is just full of all these different gems and rocks and things, and they all do something different, and we're supposed to keep track of it. I'm just like, here I go swinging this pickaxe.
The worst part about the guidebook is that they're organized by smell, not
which
color.
Makes no sense.
Not by first letter, organized by smell.
Which, like, you couldn't possibly conjure how that is from a listening perspective, but when you see it and smell it, it makes even less sense than you would think.
You're more confused when you're done. Try smelling your favorite book and organizing the chapters based on it, and then send us an email that maybe one day, we will get to read.
Oh, Ron, this is all pointless. No one's even gonna listen to this. I might as well just get back to the rocks. Like, what? I've tried to do this 10 different times, and the tapes melt in my hand every time. Why did I think this membrane was gonna do so? This is pointless. Why am I even spilling my guts to nobody? Is all I'm good for mining rocks?
Yeah, that's it. That's the whole thing. What?
Oh,
it seems
here she
as
goes
if
again.
Someone's behind on their work. I didn't need this. Fix this now, please.
Man, she's really a pill. Like,
a tyrant.
We had a pleasant interview, I thought, and now just like, man, could not have gotten worse.
Script flipped. We got played. I thought we were pulling a fast one. Nope. Sometimes you pull the fast one, sometimes the fast one pulls you.
Sometimes
the fast
you get pulled.
One takes you out for dinner and then stands you up, goes to the bathroom. They're not going to the bathroom. They're leaving. They left. You stay, you pick up the bill, you buy a couple extra drinks, you get mugged in the parking lot. You make friends with the muggers. Maybe they're not actually bad guys. You become friends. You're an adopted uncle. Godfather, maybe. The boy doesn't turn out the way you'd like. He gets into the arts, but not the arts you'd like. Not like painting. More of like a pottery thing. You don't judge. You love the child all the same. Dies in a terrible way.
Sometimes your date just goes to get mints, and then they come back. Anyway, we should get back to work. Ugh, gosh, this pickaxe is about as big as me. Which one are we looking for now? Where are we on the list? We're under earthy smells.
It looks green, but it is an earthy smell. So, the green kind of emeraldy type thing is,
yeah, it is emeraldy, yeah.
I see why she'd want it. It's supposed to bring your heart's desire into your presence for 15 minutes.
Oh, really? She's making up rocks that do different things, like.
Well, there's no way this is practical, right?
Just collected them in a pile. Let's see. Hold on. This is a promising vein. Yeah, see? Not so hard. You got the rock you need.
It does say to be careful, because once you touch it, you won't have a say. It'll just instantly manifest the product in front of you.
This is complete bull. Like, you think I'm gonna touch this stone and it's just gonna, like, make something appear? Here, you know what, Ron? You touch it, because nothing's
gonna
happen.
I'm not
gonna
touch it. Here, I don't have gloves on like you do.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Here, come here. Give me your...
Hey, stop it!
It's gonna be funny!
See? Nothing happened. We're fine.
Yeah.
I don't have a heart's desire. I am completely, completely null.
Do you hear something?
You have got to be kidding me.
Ron? What am I seeing right now?
Hold on, I can't explain.
Ron? Dylan Johnson just fell out of thin air into the mines on Planet.
There must be something wrong with the rock.
Did you touch the rock and summon Dylan Johnson to the cage of Planet?
I didn't intentionally. It's great to see you, Dylan.
Don't take deep breaths, Dylan.
Yeah.
It smells like It smells like the bathroom after my mom's boyfriend uses it.
It smells like a fart
yeah,
from a butt.
Yeah, it's probably just like that. It's all the poison in the air, Dylan.
No.
It's good to see you.
Why am I here?
You know...
Again.
Hold on a second.
I thought I was done.
Let's not get into semantics.
We found a rock that summons your heart's desire, and I made Ron touch it as a joke. And here's Dylan Johnson.
Is Dylan Johnson? Not a pedo. No. A father figure. Let's not get into semantics. I'm very anti-semantic.
He is anti-semantic. This is giving a heavy pedophile vibe, but like we are willing... I'm willing to let that go for the sake of this show, this memoir, and, let's call it a father figure thing.
It's his show. He's writing a memoir. Dylan, get a load of this guy. Remember when we used to make fun of Herc together? Wasn't that the best, buddy?
Remember when we used to have a show in the prison?
Remember when you guys, like, almost blew up your studio? That was the last time I was there, and now where am I? What is this godforsaken wasteland?
We're in the heart
of a planet.
Why
are we in your studio?
Yeah, lots of backstory. This is a planet, actually. We're in a cave.
You know planets.
You ever see planets, Dylan?
I've seen a couple through my telescope.
You ever been in a Turkish prison, Dylan?
You think you're really funny?
It's from a classic documentary called Spaceship.
You think you're really funny. You summon me. I'm your greatest desire.
No,
I'm a 13-year-old boy, and I'm the best thing you could come up with?
No. I think this is being harshly twisted. I'm glad you're here. Don't get me wrong.
You're really good. You're very excited to see me.
Steady. The heart's desire is not you as an individual, Dylan.
All your buttons are lighting up.
Dylan, that's just his buttons.
They're begging me to push them again.
That's just his buttons.
You can if you want to. I'm not going to force anyone's hand.
I'm going to do this one right here.
Zebra.
God. That...
Yep.
I've never heard...
Zebra. Anyway. A very easy sound to find.
Enjoy that.
Yeah.
Swiss Family Robinson.
Yeah.
That's the only zebra sound I know.
There's no other documentary that has Swiss Family Robinson.
Yeah. It gets stuck in the mud.
Yeah.
Great documentary. All that to say, I believe my heart's desire is not so much for a yearning for you, Dylan, as much as maybe a yearning to be a strong parental figure. Or at least it was, until I found myself dying in a mine, and now I'm one of the boys.
Kind of seems like it still is your heart's desire, because within the mine, lo and behold, Dylan is here.
Oh, maybe the rock's moving on old data.
It's time for him to take his medicine.
Herc has to take a certain medicine that flavors his body, which now doesn't really matter. His hope springs eternal, it would seem.
It also doesn't help that I don't have any of my medicine with me.
Doesn't help.
So you guys
also
saying,
don't have my whistle.
Yeah, you should have blown
That's
up.
Gonna be an
Are you still a religious man?
A really long time ago.
Yeah, you're going to not be part of your religion
Everything
anymore.
Is a lie.
I didn't want to bring that up, but your religion is
I
a lie.
I haven't
Maybe
had
your
my whistle.
Doesn't exist anymore.
You ever
said
think of that?
We're not in the present. Where are we? Past, future. We're in the future?
No, we're in the past,
Dylan.
We're
in the past? Maybe it hasn't. Maybe it hasn't happened yet. Maybe you're.
You're saying that my religion does religion go past the bounds of time?
Was Mormonism a thing until?
So we're saying that if I had gone this long without my whistle in the current time, that I absolutely would have blown up. But because my religion wasn't founded yet.
It wasn't founded yet. That's
why
I was just learning in history that all religions
are
founded at a particular
time. You're saying that my faith is still valid.
That's right. You can't go to hell until Jesus is born.
That checks out with me.
That's what I remember.
My teacher that was teaching me about anti-Semitism, that they were...
That's right.
She was telling me about that.
What was it? The waiting room.
We've solved everything.
So you're telling me, though, that we are on this planet. We're dying.
Planet.
You're dying, you were saying. I'm dying now?
I mean, by association.
Dying by association because I'm breathing in this poisonous gas.
Yeah.
You got it, sport.
So what's the plan? What's the plan to get off this place? Because,
I was doing my will and testament. There was no plan.
Yes, Dylan, at least going off of this guidebook, it's about a 15-minute pocket. So as long as you can make it 15 minutes without dying from poison, you should be okay. I believe you'll go back to your time, but we are going to die very soon, so if there's ever anything you wanted to, like, say to me, or maybe, like, throw the ball back and forth, now would probably be the best time to do that.
No, but what I will say, if I can help you guys get off this planet in the time before 15 minutes is up, can I go home earlier? Is there something in the guidebook about that?
I mean, if we're getting home, we're getting home, and that means you're getting home, and that
but
means.
But am I going home with you guys, or can I just go home?
Hard to say, Dylan.
I'd have to consult the book.
Yeah, we need to find a rock for that.
I can smell the book.
I just want to see.
I think you're also thinking of angels solving a task and then going home. This is not an angelic situation.
I mean, I kind of feel angelic right now. You summoned me.
You look angelic, buddy.
Huh? I'm so uncomfortable.
Well, what I'm saying is, have you tried blowing the place up?
Have I tried killing a planet?
You want us to blow up a living creature?
Yeah, I mean, you've got all these caves here. I don't know about
Dylan, that's brilliant.
Whoa, hold on. No.
I've killed lots of people in their minds.
I've blown up a lot of things. I have my fair share.
What have you blown up?
I blow up, like, trash cans. I've blown up, like, stuffed animals. I've blown up a couple real animals as well, too.
I blew up my toilet.
Just, like, stuck a thing of dynamite up their butthole and then just let them run and then they explode.
You have a certain,
Is it a real animal or a stuffed animal?
Both, yes.
We're gonna get some calls.
Yeah, to use a French term, you have a certain Sid from Toy Story je ne sais quoi.
Oh, it's a combat Carl.
You know, maybe we need to get you a better role model in your life, Dylan. Maybe that's my heart's desire. Maybe that's it. To
and
be a role model.
And that's where I come in.
Huh?
Dylan, I've thought about this a lot, and ever since the Mormon wiener sausages left me, I have thought about adopting. And I think I'm the parental figure you need.
He is your age.
Yeah, you're 10?
I'm younger than you, I think.
You know what? Yeah, heck yeah.
You've got to be kidding
that's
me.
Actually kind of, that's kind of cool.
What?
Dylan, it'd be nice to have a parental figure that can understand.
What?
Maybe I could even guide
a him. Parental figure that you would be the senior of and can lead and guide with your wisdom.
Oh, and I could do whatever I wanted. Yeah. Listen, there's something here.
Why'd you make that face?
What is
why
happening?
Why do you look like that, Dylan?
You see, this is why I like the break room dynamic.
Ron, can
this doesn't happen in the break room.
Ron, I need a quick aside with you, Dylan. Just give us a moment.
Stay there,
yeah,
Dylan.
Sure, I'll just breathe in this poisonous gas by myself. That's fine.
That's what you were doing.
He's coughing.
That's what he was doing anyway.
You're being a terrible father.
Ron, I'm a little bit scared of Dylan. I think I might have misthought this whole adoption thing. I think the second that we're alone, Dylan's going to do terrible things to me. That's
no,
just the
more
vibe
than
was,
likely.
Yeah, that's the vibe I was getting.
He needs a role model.
How do I back out at this?
I think you need to say, if you want my honest input...
Well, yeah.
You tell him he's a godly young man, and that you should not be his only source of joy.
I think that'll work. Nothing could go wrong.
Are you guys talking about me and using jokes that only you guys would get?
Yeah, no, Dylan, no. It's not like that at all. Here, we're coming back. No. Yeah, Dylan, I gotta tell you something. It would have been better as an email, but I'm gonna have to say it to you in person. I think you're a godly young man, and I feel like I heard Dercule should not be your only source of joy, and I think that we shouldn't see each other anymore.
What are you talking about?
Hey, Dylan, I understand that these heartbreaks are brutal. That's why you need a strong parental figure in moments like these.
Shut up, Blue Man Group.
Okay.
Yeah, get him.
Is this because of the animal thing? You heard my animal story.
I forgot about you blowing up the animals, yeah.
You heard that before you offered to be my dad.
Yeah, that was a plus for me.
Are you a fair weather dad, little boy? Little 10-year-old boy who thought he could be my dad, but actually I'd be his senior and I could tell him what to do?
You see, shame goes a long way with me. I'm starting to rethink my decision.
Do you think I could actually be in the Blue Man Group?
You play pipes?
I could learn. We could do it together, buddy.
Oh, no. Are we going to blow this planet up or what?
You see, what we haven't considered is that I still have the opportunity to summon my greatest desire.
And what's that, Herc?
I have no idea.
I swear, if I get cloned right now, I'm going to lose my mind.
See, now that you've put that in my head, there is a possibility that I touch that stone and two Dylans appear.
No,
oh, dear
no,
God,
no.
Please.
I'll be honest. I heard of the stone as you threw it to me. I was like, hey, I want two break rooms. And then it manifested
got
Dylan
instead.
So it's truly your heart's desire. It is to the core.
Well, I'm scared that it's also going to, like, bring me my whistle, which I don't really need.
Or the wiener sausages. Don't forget about those ladies. Mm.
Change your heart's desire to something incredibly valuable, like maybe explosives.
Yeah, dynamite.
Is your heart's desire dynamite, Herc? You like dynamite, buddy?
Dynamite is so sparkly.
You know what looks like dynamite? Good. My lovely wiener sausages that left me many years in the future.
We don't need the Mormon wieners.
I could touch the stone.
Even if we had like a microwave and some metal, if we had a microwave.
What did you just say? You take that back, you son of a bitch.
I just said if we had a microwave.
Microwave has nothing to do with this. He's not even here. I would wish him here so I could beat him to death with my own two hands.
I'll be honest, if we had lost that game of tentacle ball, which Michael Wave could have done if he had just choked a little bit.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
I love when you guys say things that I have no idea what you're talking about.
You didn't watch the tentacle ball game?
You didn't see the tentacle ball game?
What?
We thought that was like a big deal.
What?
There was something else on. There was something else on at the same time.
What
were you watching, Dylan?
What was on? What were you watching that could have been more important than me? We're risking life and limb.
Yeah, we were awesome in that.
Watching Murder, She Wrote, starring...
A little louder, please.
I was watching Murder, She Wrote.
What the hell is
starring,
Murder, She Wrote?
Starring the lead actress from... she's Mrs. Potts. What's that woman's name?
Angela Lansbury?
Oh, I love Angela Lansbury.
Okay, that makes
sense. She's one of us.
I pull back. She is actually
the soap opera drama, you know.
Yeah, that is better than what we
were doing.
It's
my guilty pleasure.
You know, I get it.
Now we got it. Now we're just talking about it.
That's valid.
Yeah.
We can stop talking about it if we wanted to.
Yeah,
you know.
Touch the stone, Herc. Come on.
But what if something truly freaky appears?
I fully expect something truly freaky to appear.
If I appeared, it could only be freakier.
Touch it.
I'm gonna touch it.
I don't think we all had to say it.
Am I touching it?
I feel tingly.
No, Dylan. Steady.
Guys, am I touching it?
Who's that? Emerging from the shadows.
They seem to be having a much gentler trip than I did.
There is a silhouette rising from that tunnel over there in the distant mine.
Who is it? I didn't even realize I was touching the stone. I kind of like zoned out. That's why I was asking so much.
Herc Dercules, I believe you have manifested your heart's desire just 15 feet or so over there.
Who is it?
It's you, Herc.
All right.
Dylan, we have to run.
I'm so scared right now.
Run, Dylan, we have to run.
Who is that? Who is it? Come here, Herky. Herky, come here. That's me!
There's a sexual attraction between the two of them?
That's me! Come here, Herky. I'm not gonna do anything. Oh, well, no, guys, don't walk away. It's clearly just another me. There can be nothing wrong.
He's killing us!
Quick, Dylan! Dylan, this way!
You gotta get out of here!
You have to leave him to his devices!
Oh my god, my lungs!
Through the tunnel. The break room's this way. They're gonna love you there, Dylan.
Oh my god, I'm so scared.
It's all right. Herc's gonna be just fine. And if he isn't, his time had come. That's what counts. Hey, I'm proud of you, sport. You are running real fast. You'd be great at sports. I'd love to see one of your baseball games. You play baseball, right?
Where'd you guys go?
Oh, thank goodness. See, he's fine. He got away from...
Oh, there you are. Hey, everybody. There you are.
Hey, Ron, can I have an aside with you really quick?
Absolutely.
Hey, it's me, Herc.
Hold on, Herc, 1 second.
Okay.
I'm hard of hearing. Could you say that again?
How do we know that this is the real Herc and not the one that summoned and killed the other one? Or, I don't know what he did to the other one. Maybe something worse than killing him.
I'll be completely honest. I have absolutely no idea. I was going to say the idea of like, ask him something only Herc would know, but that is Herc.
What are you guys talking about?
There is literally no way to decipher which is which.
Maybe not, because this is in the past. It cloned him, but maybe it cloned him in a different way. I came through the space-time continuum, so maybe this Herc, he doesn't know something that present Herc knew.
I hope nobody asked me any questions.
The religion, something about the whistle. Does he have the whistle?
Oh, this is an excellent question. Well done. Dylan, I'm proud of you. I am proud of you. You have shown yourself to be more and more resourceful by the day.
Why, I wish I had my whistle.
I can...
What are you guys talking about?
I can feel my heartbeat in my ears.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Oh, there we are. We all done having our little chit chat. Yep.
Hey. Hi,
Ron. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Dylan. Ron?
I...
Yep, and I heard that because I'm right here.
Herc.
Yeah?
How did that fight go? How was the altercation?
It went pretty good, I think.
Did you win?
I mean, yeah, I feel like I won. I feel like I... Yeah, what? I feel like I
where's
did pretty
the
good.
Where's the other Herc?
Like, ugly Herc?
Oh.
You looked the same.
I don't know about all that, but,
You look exactly the same.
I'm a lot prettier than him now, I'll tell you that.
Okay, Dylan, here's the thing. Would he manifest a prettier version of himself, or rather, a version that just finds himself to be heinous when looked upon? I don't know.
I think if it was his greatest desire, he probably wants to look the best that he could.
Maybe. But this doesn't look the best that he could. It looks
That's
the
true.
Same, it's but he thinks he looks better. I have an idea.
I struggle with self-doubt.
Hey, Herc. Oh, this is him. He's fine.
What is it? Now ask me a question.
Well, I have no more worries about this, but I was going to ask, in light of recent events, how are you feeling about...
Oh, my religion.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I love my religion. I'm very deeply religious.
And there have been no changes to it recently.
I don't think so.
Dylan, punch him in the throat!
Whoa, Dylan, that was like a gentle summer's breeze. Your fists are so soft.
He's an invincible Herc Dercules.
Let's just say that I've made a couple of upgrades.
So Herc and his heart's desire was to simply be an unbreakable version of himself. A version with a shell so impenetrable that nothing could hurt him anymore.
You see, Ron, that's where you're gonna be lost in the past forever, even if we get back to the future. You are clinging to ways and thoughts of... I don't know what I'm talking about. The point is, I'm gonna have to kill you both now. I'm gonna have to kill you. And there's absolutely nothing that can... You okay? You all okay?
Dylan, can I talk to you for a moment?
Yeah, one second, yeah.
How do we know this is the real Herc Dercules?
This big axe is so heavy, he's not gonna be down for very long.
Can you give us a second, Herc?
Yeah, okay. One second, Herc.
I mean, I'd really rather... You know what? Fine. You know
can
what?
Can we
it's
ask
fine.
Him something that only Herc Dercules would know?
Ask him about the whistle.
Herc!
Yes, Ron?
How are you feeling these days about...
I feel like we discussed this earlier, and that, yeah, you know what? It doesn't exist right now, but that doesn't mean it isn't.
That answers
That's
it for us.
That's
this is the wrong Herc, and that guy he just beat is our friend.
I think we're a little confused right now.
I think I'm a little confused as
Clementine.
Well.
Clementine!
Let's take a deep breath. No, don't bring Clementine into this. It's really no need.
Is that procrastination I smell? Ah, I hate it. Get back to work.
She has no idea what's going on down here. She is truly...
She really has no idea.
Very out of touch.
She's just... It's like she's just so removed from what's actually happening with the underlings, you know? Like,
for, like, what's going on her?
Yeah.
There's really a lack of, knowledge.
I don't feel comfortable talking when, there's that red blob just right in the middle
that
of the
That red blob's
stuff. Whether
me.
That's the right Herc or the wrong Herc, I don't feel comfortable. Can we take this
Oh,
outside?
That's murderous Herc.
Murderous Herc?
Yeah, that was like all the, kind of all the self-loathing and self-doubt, and I just like, I think I manifested it, and I was just thinking about my will and testament, and I was just like, you know what? What if there was like an invincible evil me?
So I brought one of our dearest friends, and maybe the future of Earth, and you brought yourself, but worse.
Yeah, evil Herc. Yeah. I've also discovered something else. And looking at the fine print in the book, there's like not necessarily a limit on using this rock. We just kind of assume that we got one wish. But
So you're telling me that you can desire your way out of this planet?
Yeah, I think we can leave whenever we want, I think.
Well, the problem would have to be you'd have to make it genuinely your heart's desire. And it would have to be both of our heart's desires entirely. And frankly, Herc, it's not mine. I like it here. I like the break room. Life from Zarloff, I wasn't respected, and now that they all know I made from...
Ron, I made a time machine.
Yeah, that's, Yeah, that's a great fix.
What were you saying? You want to stay here with Clementine?
No, run live from Zarloff all by myself? No,
yep, that's what I... Well...
This is great. I really wanted to blow something up. I knew you got a time machine now, and my time's going to be up soon anyway.
Forgot you were here, Dylan.
Okay. I have a tiny bit more respect for you now, Mr. Spackman. After seeing what this guy desired, like, at least what you desired was cool.
Yeah.
Me!
That's what I think, too.
Me.
High five, buddy!
Okay, what for this one time. One time. But can I blow up this guy?
Dylan, if you want to touch the stone and wish for some explosives, who's going to stop you?
I'm going to blow up this other weird Hercules.
Okay.
I'll see you guys.
Okay, so you're going to go and, like, take him down the tunnel and blow him up? Yep. You don't want to ride out of here?
No, because if you said I'm going to be out of here in 15 minutes anyway, like, I said that's true.
I might as well just go blow
something up. That'll be kind of fun.
Well,
makes sense.
It's been a pleasure, Dylan.
Dylan, it's been great, bud. Hey, next time you got one of those little playoff games, playing some baseball, I hear you're a great shortstop. Is that true, buddy?
Okay. I don't think he likes you massaging his shoulder, Rocky.
No, you had a little kink in the shoulder or something.
A kink?
No,
I'm
no,
getting out of here.
A knot.
Anyway.
You have fun blowing up evil Herc.
All right, thanks. It was not a pleasure seeing you two again. I always have a weird feeling at the back of my throat every time I see you guys. So.
Back of your throat?
Yeah.
All right. Well, love you, buddy.
Disdain. Bye.
Man.
Love you too. Love you too, Dad.
He didn't say that, Ron. That was you.
No, it was very soft.
No, Ron, you said that.
Oh, the echoes in the mind.
I don't think so.
Well, let's just put our ears to the wall. We'll keep listening, and maybe we can pick out the echoes.
Hey, Ron.
I love you, Dad.
Bye. Ron, this is just sad. Let's go home.
Can I be honest with you, Herc?
Always.
Great. You want to go home?
Ron, let's go home.
Oh, should we grab Daniel?
Smarge a little bit.
Poison! Out of my lungs.
Wait a minute, Ron. This tastes like... Zarloffian air. Uh-huh. And look, it's Rate Field.
Empty. Just like always.
This has been Live from Zarloff, a Shoulder Knife production. Herc Hercules was played by Joey Fajone. Ron Spackman was played by Andrew Fajone. This episode featured special guests Catherine Fajone as Dylan Johnson and Bernadette Schwagel as Planet Planet. Art design by Bernadette Schwagel. Audio production by Joey Fajone. Theme music by Andrew Fajone. Want to keep up to date with Shoulder Knife and never miss a new episode? Follow us on social media, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and follow Live from Zarloff on Spotify and wherever you listen to your podcasts. To support Shoulder Knife and have access to future exclusive content, join our Patreon. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
You play pipes?
I could learn.
Yeah.
We could do it together, buddy.
Oh, no. Are we going to blow this place? Wait, let me take that again. Are we going to blow this planet up or what?